without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. Love Life Legacy Podcast. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Hey.
We desire to share our love, life, and legacy with the hopes that it inspires, compels, and challenges others. We're all about growth and leveling up, and that is what we aim to do. Now, something that we would like everyone to understand is that this podcast is based on our opinions, framed from our life's experiences and perspectives. This is not to say that we are right and you're wrong. This is merely to challenge and elevate our lives, your life, and the conversations that surround the topics we speak on. Welcome to the Love Life Legacy.
What happened to So Without Further Ado?
Say what now?
What happened to So Without Further Ado?
That was in the beginning.
Man, that's supposed to be at the end.
What?
Welcome to the Love Life Legacy Podcast.
What's up,
y'all? We're going to call this season three.
Season three?
Season three.
I guess we can call it season three. It's good to be back on the microphones. We haven't been here in a while for good reason because we are.
It's my fault.
I wasn't going to put you out there like that, but if you want to introduce it like that, you can by all means. Go ahead, take it. Take it.
It is my fault why we weren't able to make the podcast. And secondly, it's Jonathan's fault with his work schedule. But mine's made things a little bit more difficult.
But now, okay.
I am ready to prioritize.
So you just couldn't be out there by yourself?
Be out where?
On the ledge in the water. You had to.
No, I'm out there.
Leonardo DiCaprio me?
See, I would have just let you go. Let it go.
Oh.
Yes. But no, you know, but it was me, not him.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's all good. Listen. You worked hard to get where you are. You finally are where you are. And we could not estimate your busyness. But this lady is a very, 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 very hard worker. And I love her. She works 7 days a week. And we are just in a season of trying to reprioritize our time management. And did I say that right?
Yeah, I can take it.
Yeah, we're trying to reprioritize. We're figuring out as we go. That's what life is.
Yeah.
Can I interject real quick? And then we'll introduce the topic. We'll introduce the topic. That's kind of why I don't like writing goals and projections. Like 5-year goals and 10-year goals. Because I use our life and I just don't know how it makes sense to write things out. When you don't really know what's going to happen.
Babe, you know I wrote about this, right?
What you mean?
I like writing goals.
I don't know what you mean. What you mean by that? What you mean?
Because what I'm thinking about, because you know, it's the end of the year. We're about to be knocking on December. Mm-hmm. And it's like where we like recalibrate. Okay, mm-hmm. About to be 2024, mm-hmm. 2023, when in regards to this podcast did not happen, nor did I plan for it. Right. I just think because you just operate in such a visionary, it kind of stifles you to write down when you can't see where we're going.
Okay.
Right? Or maybe. But for me.
But wouldn't that be the opposite? No. If I'm a visionary, I should be able to see 5 years?
I don't think you spend or waste the time writing down things that you know you're not going to make happen.
Yeah.
Me, I write down everything. If it's a thought, I write it down. But for me, writing is how I make things intentional. I didn't write nor plan for the podcast during the times where I was super busy, you know, so I didn't prioritize it. You
That's
know?
True.
A little plug in my project management profession.
Go ahead.
You can use an Eisenhower matrix if you want to.
Okay. I like the shameless plug.
No, but it's okay. But for me, you know, writing is the way I choose to express my plans.
Mm.
And I just think it's just not a choice for you because of your experience. And you have never been a writer.
I've never been a writer, but I've always been able to cast vision, like you said. And it's just, life can go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to shift with it. And sometimes I need to be able to be in the pocket when the shift happens and not so focused on what I've already set down to accomplish. Because what if I'm supposed to be shifting right now?
And you then
know?
You shift for it. That's where you plan for deviations and things like that. Just because, you know, we write down the plan. Remember, hardly any plans are executed as planned.
Right.
You know, so you are constantly revisiting the plan. It's not like a one-time thing. You write something down and it has to happen in that order. You know what I'm saying? You replan, you restructure, use different tools and techniques. See, now you get me teaching.
No, girl, this is this is great stuff. People actually can eat off of this.
Oh, okay.
This is great stuff. I appreciate you getting in your nerd bag.
In my nerd bag.
Because people really need that.
Yeah. Just, yeah. And I think for you, well, let me go back to this first. When you plan something.
And I say nerd bag respectfully.
I
okay.
I like that term. I like certain things like that when he says it because I know what he means.
Yeah.
So just because you write down a plan doesn't mean it's going to go as planned.
True.
But it shows your intentionality and follow through. And the more you revisit the plan becomes clearer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The more you break down the steps, the more you apply action to it, the plan, you know, furthers out. Okay, I can't get there this way, but I can get there that way.
Right.
And sometimes people need those little milestones, those little steps to keep them going. You know, when you plan us moving into this house or when you plan different things like that, you don't have to write those details because that's just not how you operate. You just have this different type of gift. And you don't like, and according to your nature, you don't like the rework, the re-going back anyways.
Right.
So you, like when I'm writing, I like scratching all stuff and writing another line.
I don't like that. How you say, I don't like that
you
kind.
You don't like that kind. Mm-mm. So therefore, I'll get why you don't write it down. But when you're ready to present something to me or certain things you write down because you have a system for it.
Yes.
And planning and replanning and those details don't operate well in your
and system. I know your system and how you work. If I don't write it down, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to. I can just like.
Mm-mm. I mean, I can see things, but you see things on such a high level, and mm-hmm. I want the details, you know.
Right.
I want to see what you're thinking.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. New. Can I please take a moment and like gloat on you for a second?
Why?
Because your skin looks so good.
Oh,
you,
my
your beauty is beautying this morning.
I was gonna put on lipstick too, but
and you did your hair, your locks is popping.
I did my own
everything,
y'all.
Girl. You're looking good. Let me give you one of them real fast.
Thank you, you thank you. I try,
girl,
y'all, because
good.
Jonathan told me I had a mini
fro. Relax.
I put my locks.
Relax.
And he was right, and I was in a doom and gloom rut for some days with that mini fro under my locks. And I did my hair yesterday because I didn't make no point with my hairstylist. And I had a little attitude. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I had to feel bad because I had to look bad with that mini fro. And he just laughed. But yeah, even my daughter was like, that's wild.
That's wild. That's crazy.
I've been froing.
Say how you have a fro and locks at the same time. But it's okay. You know, again, we were busy.
Busy.
So we have a couple of topics we would like to talk about.
But only one for now.
Just okay. One mm-hmm. for now. In our adult years, going back, I'm going to tell you one of my joys, going back and watching movies that I watched when I was a child in my, through an adult lens is very interesting because, you know, your perspective is one way when you're a child and then you do life, you grow up, you gain more perspective through stuff, trials, tribulations, falls, whatever, and your perspective changes. So one of the movies that we did this with recently was Soul Food,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like watching Soul Food through these eyes as an adult, a husband and a parent hit totally different. So my wife watched it first and we were talking on the phone and we were kind of split at odds in some of the opinions that we had. And I thought it was going to be really interesting
Team
to just
Terry.
Terry was not the villain. What we realized that she isn't as a kid. I was like, yo, what is wrong with her? Like, you can't really just do what you need to for the family. But on this side of responsibility and understanding money and finance and like, hey, Terry had just had a point.
Yeah,
and
but you still think. Between we differ in Terry and Miles.
Oh yeah. Terry and Miles. I think that's what we're going to actually hit hard on. Because
okay, Miles.
Whoa, I'm not Miles. But we wanted to introduce a video before we actually talk about it. Right, Eva got it pulled up. I'll make sure the sound level.
Did you all see this thread on Twitter about why Terry deserves an apology? Let's talk about a few of them. So the entire family roast her the entire movie for being smart and successful. And they put Maxine on a pedestal. This is true. Yeah, I feel like it's very common for the black sheep to become the most successful. And if this was modern times, Terry would do what the young people do, which is take self-care and cut them off. Two, Maxine not only took her man, but married him and started a family with him. My problem with this is that everybody just acts like this is normal. And the fact that Terry constantly takes in their child that was created out of their lustful rendezvous, and now we gotta hear him narrate the whole movie. Why does Ahmad know this about his family? That's how much they don't respect Terry, because even the children know this. Why does she have to pay for Bird's wedding if Big Mama had a TV stuffed full of money? Making Uncle Pete look like he crazy upstairs.
He holds
like
the baby
Terry called her cousin
end.
To beat up Lynn because that was her business. We ain't about to break the glass window I paid for. Then there's all this cousin Faith stuff that we don't have to rehash. So then they don't let her sell the house for nostalgic sake. She gets Lynn out and everybody's just like, well, that's what you're supposed to do. Then they find the money. Did you all see this thread on Twitter about why...
He has some good points.
He has some good points. Like, you vandalize my my business, bus door. You ain't got no job, no money. I mean, but anyways, I want, you know.
So where do we start?
Let's start what we agree on.
Okay, let's start with that.
Okay, we agree that Maxine was trash. That's Vivica A. Fox character.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Mama was trash.
Whoa, pause.
Oh, what happened?
You can't,
I thought we agreed.
We didn't agree on that.
What?
No, because while you was on the couch dozing off, I was trying to point out some stuff to you.
Okay, I did not agree with Big Mama's facial expression at the table. She did not say anything.
Okay, we're talking about at the table, the first Sunday dinner scene, and of course they started, well.
Yeah, because we know Terry can't do nothing.
Nothing, and Big Mama gave her a look. And then Maxine shut up real quick. So she did correct her.
But she kept talking. She kept talking. Corn, bread.
Because Terry came back. But
as Terry should have.
Big Mama did try to like.
That was not no try.
So what was she supposed to do?
She was supposed to say something. Because at the end she said, y'all stop. Y'all do this every Sunday. No, Maxine, you shouldn't have started that.
All right. Now, in the era that Big Mama was in, and we have women in our family that was in that era. Wasn't she just doing what women of that generation do? Play peacekeeper?
No, it's the generation after. It's Maxine's generation that plays peacekeeper. Well, at least in my family it was. It was my mom and them generation that played peacekeeper. No, my grandmama was ruthless.
So what Big Mama should have did then? Threw a shoe?
I just think Big Mama should have just corrected her. It was like, it was just... You know, it's like every time Maxine say nothing, Big Mama never came to Terry's defense, knowing what all Terry does.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you sitting, you know, her husband dated him. Dated her. Now with him, it's like Big Mama should have been more sensitive to Terry and Terry's emotional needs based on what all Terry has been through. And Big Mama's going to make a comment. You already on husband number two. Yeah, maybe because... You know, of all the trauma that
back.
I went through and you didn't support
me. So you think that when Maxine did that trifling move to take Kenny?
Yeah.
That Big Mama should have stepped in and be like, yo.
Yeah. I wouldn't let my girls do nothing like that.
No, not at all. Not in this house.
Like.
No.
Love what? Love ain't enough for first of all. And granted, Terry and, not Terry, Maxine and Kenny look like they're doing very well, but they would have never known the experience of them, my kids.
Right.
Well, at least not happily, and we all eating together at the table.
You're going to hear my mouth
That's
every time.
That's just disrespectful.
Because it's trifling. You know, it's something that we've done is we've created the Singleton Family Values. And one of the values that we go over every month we have our family meeting is loyalty. Being loyal to the family.
I got a caveat.
Okay, sorry.
My caveat is this. Now, I think I know my kids fairly good right now. I don't know how they're going to change.
Okay.
But if one of my kids gave a disposition, let's use Jayla and Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Jayla dated somebody. It didn't work out. And she was fine with Nia dating somebody. They didn't experience intimacy. Nothing serious happened. And Nia dated him. And Jayla is genuinely fine. And we sense that Jayla's genuinely fine. I wouldn't care.
Right. But this is not them.
This is not them. And how you know it's not them is because when Miles had sleep with Faith and they was in Maxine and Kenny's kitchen, the way... Terry had embraced and said, I always wondered how would things work out if me and you had got together and all of that. And Kenny was about to embrace her, but then Bird walked in.
Yeah.
I felt like that was trauma that Terry has to continue to process.
And she hasn't worked through. And then we can go all the way back further. Remember how she caught Kenny and Maxine in the car?
She didn't say nothing to Kenny.
They were still dating.
They was.
So that was a trash move. Yeah. Like, you go behind your sister's back, take her boyfriend, and then you want her to be understanding. And not only that, you make her get over it, marry the man, have kids, and then crucify her actions because she had to find another husband. She chose career over family. You initiated the trauma.
Exactly.
Like, you literally initiated the trauma and want to ridicule her because she chose a different lifestyle by default of the trauma you initiated.
Yeah, you initiated. So how am I supposed to trust you? But then I still take care of you. Right. I still pay for everything.
Right.
To the part you bold when we come to the kids, you know, mama bills is racking up and, you know, we just think you and Miles should pay for it. And if we can, we can pay you back. It's like you still have a disregard for her. And you wonder why, even when it comes to Miles, you wonder why she protects the only thing she can control. And that is her job.
Exactly.
And her finances.
Because that's the only thing that she can actually, you know, control the outcome of.
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
and that's
the
only thing
good.
That probably makes her feel important when it comes to her family,
right?
Because I have nothing else to give y'all.
I'm not successful. And then to back to the scene when they're in the kitchen, she was like, "Everything I love, I lose."
Yeah,
you know, and she's not wrong. So the only thing that I can hold on to, that I can maintain control, I'm going to do that to the death. And I'm going to brag about it because I'm a failure over here. And this is really what's important. And I can't get a grip on it since you created this situation with me all the way back in my teen.
Yeah.
I remember I watched a pastor that said from Transformation Church, I cannot remember his name. I'm seeing his face, but I can't remember his name. He was like, usually our child is driving the car in our adult years. And it was a very pivotal point because our childhood trauma is literally in the driver's seat driving a car. And we don't know why
that's who we are.
That's who we are. And we keep going down wrong roads and bumpy roads and paths we have no business being on. But that's literally who driving the car. And unless you go back and address that child, they're going to always have control in your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we saw with Terry keep rearing up because she could not successfully get a grip on her marriage with Miles. And honestly, it was fixable. What they were going through was what every married couple goes through. Mm-hmm. And it's fixable because she couldn't get out of her own way because the childhood trauma was driving the car.
Mm-hmm. Because she still had to deal with that all the time.
All the time. In a face. Every Sunday.
It's crazy.
That is wild, bro. That is wild. Somebody who is responsible for creating the trauma, you got to deal with it every single time.
And I think for Terry also, of the fact of never standing up for herself. And that's just how I interpret it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, to go through that with your sister and, you know, you got to... I don't want to, you know, we don't know Terry, but just, you know, just thinking about the character in itself, you know, she didn't want Faith to come to her house. But again, Maxine, like, you know, he ain't coming to the house with me and Kenny and these kids, you know. And then when Faith slept with Kenny, now Maxine off again. No, Faith, you're always running.
No, Faith ain't sleep with Kenny. Faith sleep with Miles.
Oh, you always running away. But you wouldn't have been that forgiven. I know you wouldn't, Vivica
Fox.
You
wouldn't know.
You know what I'm saying? So again, Terry, again, is at, you know, have to deal with who she, deal with her feelings by herself. Because Maxine, I don't even much remember Maxine even saying anything besides Miles.
Yeah.
That was
it. Yeah, and I think that also highlights your Big Mama was trash comment.
Yep.
Because Big Mama spoke into Maxine as being the strong one.
Yep, when she was about to go into surgery.
Right, and so she put that in her head and made her fulfill a position that I honestly don't think that she should have been in.
She wasn't.
Terry was the more strong, level-headed person that could really lead the charge for the family. In spite of the feelings.
Your daddy always say you was the strong one.
No. Because the strong one has to be able to see big picture.
And that's what Terry was
trying to do. Terry was trying to communicate big picture. And I know it feels good, right, to say, well, this house has been in the family and you get like these goosebumps because you're keeping with tradition. But life is life in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I appreciate that this house has been in the family for forever. But what are we going to do with the bills? Like, what are we going to do with the pending debt that's racking up?
And
hospital
nothing.
Bills. Like, what's going on?
And to the guy in the video, to his point, the fact is that Big Mama did have money stashed. And Terry said she was paying the taxes on the house for years by herself.
Right.
Again, why y'all? And then somebody would say because Terry was light-skinned.
What? I wasn't expecting that. What are you told what?
Because when I was reading some of the comments, because you know colorism in families.
True.
You know?
True.
Big mama dark skin. You know, Bird kind of borderline, you know, being caramel, a little caramel.
Yeah.
But Terry was licensed with pretty eyes. Yeah. You know, they could have been some haters. You know, Big Mama was, you know, decent. I don't know what she had. Looked like back in the day.
She looked like Maxine, because remember when Uncle Joe came out of the room.
Oh, no. He thought that was Joe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, it could be that she was the light-skinned pretty one. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Vanessa Williams.
I said Uncle Joe. What was his name?
Dang.
The uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Pete.
Yeah. I was like, what's his name?
Yeah, Uncle Pete.
Yeah, her name was Joe. But yeah, because she was the light-skinned pretty one.
So it could have been some colorism going on.
It could have been.
I just honestly think that they were envious of her.
They were.
And it's
beautiful, accomplished. Well, like,
it's so much dynamic that can be brought out from this movie, mm-hmm. right? And I don't want to ramble and, you know, so much and we're missing points, but this also speaks to the path that a woman chooses to take, mm-hmm. you know, how having a family with a husband and children is more glorified than a woman that chooses, you know, the career before the family. And I think also that's where their argument came into, because based on their family dynamic, a history, Maxine was more favorable in Big Mama's eyes because she did it how Big Mama did it. And Maxine and Terry didn't. Terry chose career over family of her own.
Well, it seems like Terry was willing to have a kid. That's why I pointed out to you when Big Mom said, "I dream of fishes," and Terry was like saying to Miles, "It could have been."
She said, "You never know."
Yeah, if she want children, when Miles was like, "Don't sweep the dust right out the door."
Why did you sound just like him? Why did you sound just like
him? Because that's what he said.
You sounded just like
that's
a,
what he said.
Don't sweep the dust right. That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's what he said.
True. I think if they were intentional, they could have.
Lim talking about.
I got my. You step on a crack. You freaking bones.
He looked too brown. Stop.
Man, shut up.
Boy. Okay, go back. Whew.
But if they were intentional with having kids, they could have had kids. Something else I didn't know. How long were they married? Did they ever say that in the movie?
I don't remember them saying that.
I don't think they ever said that in the movie.
But that could be a pivotal part, too.
That could be a pivotal part.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I just think Terry just was at her wit's end about always being portrayed by people she loved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and again, being the strong one, you know, she could have went in there and cut up when she saw them doing what they've been doing in the studio. Mm-hmm. But she took them on, you know, she went to the party and she contained that thing as much as she could.
She could.
You know, brought up that family word. That when Maxine or whoever that was had brought up family, Terry was like, family.
F the family.
You know, you know the family. You know what I'm saying? She was good until, again, because right. She really desires family and she all does. She always sacrificed. You know, I had tear up on that part. You know, it's hard for me to cry sometimes.
Yeah,
but yeah, cold. to really empathize with Terry that as makes a sense. Character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
they put that woman through the ringer, bro.
All the way. And at the end, she's still there picking vegetables. Boy, can we shift? Because I sure ready for this other part. Another reason
are we,
why.
Are we, so we done with Terry character?
Yeah,
because I don't have anything else.
Yeah,
to
I'm done
for right
Terry.
Now.
Okay. Another reason how Maxine trashed.
Okay. Let's hear it.
A little all of them trash in this one.
Let's hear it.
Big Mama and her diabetes.
Okay.
All right. Now every Sunday, they cooking. What was it? Were you saying got no meat on it? Hog maws? What was that? They was cooking something with hog.
Ham hock.
Ham hocks. Mm-hmm. They cooking all that. Ahmad always have the camera show all the food that they eating. Then so when Big Mama had burned her arm, Maxine said, "You ain't taking your insulin," and she was like, "She don't need no insulin." Mm-hmm. When Big Mama was on the table after they see that her leg got cut off, Maxine had the audacity to say, "Mom, you wasn't watching what you eat." I said, "She ain't watching what she eat." All y'all in the kitchen, every Sunday cooking unhealthy food.
Right.
You ain't asking her about what she eat. Y'all ain't fixing her no healthy sides on the sides. Everything got pork in it. Everything greasy. Y'all show us how y'all fry up the derv catfish.
Did they have a choice, honey?
Baby, listen.
Okay.
The fact is that you're going to tell her she ain't watching what she eat.
Right.
Y'all ain't, nobody was watching with her you, what she
you
was
know
eating.
How it is to deal with older people.
And then the other dagger is that y'all continue in the tradition.
Yeah, because you don't break tradition.
Of the soul food. But that's another aspect of the Black community, of what we do to ourselves. We know we have these health issues. We know we have all of that.
And we don't change
it. And we don't change
it. That's true.
So you know what? Maxine will be the next Big Mama. Probably is now, because that movie was in 1997. With diabetes sitting up there, and Ahmad and his family, and the cycle keeps going on. Because those things are not necessarily hereditary. It's because you passed down those unhealthy traditions.
That's true.
And you didn't want to fix it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, but I understand it, because my grandmama had diabetes, and she used to like bribe me to steal her stuff. Like my mama used to.
And then
to,
you obliged.
Well,
because
I was a kid.
Yeah, but so you still did it, and Maude would have did it.
My mom used to pull off my grandmama chicken skin. Boy, and I used to make her mad.
The chicken skin.
She would curse up over the chicken skin. Why you did it to my chicken? And then she'll like bribe me to go grab like a leg or something. That was just a little piece, just so she could have to fix the skin.
Yeah, the chicken skin.
Yeah, my mama used to take all the skin off, or Alvin used to like prepare the food, and as he was changing his diet, you know, he stopped seasoning heavy, and she's like, "Why you let that man cook that?" You know, she wanted all the
flavors. But that's what I'm saying. Dealing with older people, you just. It's hard.
But that's why you have to make forth the effort. My mom didn't screen everything, but she made an effort to like, okay, if you're going to eat this now, you can't eat this later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she tried, but in the movie, they didn't try.
All right. Let's switch to some characters.
Okay.
Bird and Limb.
He can go first. And Bird
okay.
And Limb.
So.
Okay, I want to go first.
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Bird and Limb.
I just think the movie just started off distasteful when it comes to like how they marriage. You know,
right,
it's just
right.
I'm not saying that they couldn't work through it, but
Lim is a street dude. She fell in love with a street dude. So I mean,
I wish they had went into what happened between her and Samuel
a little bit more.
Yeah,
talk about DJ Envy.
That he do not look like no DJ Envy. But the fact is that the homeboy, and this is the mentality that I'm talking about, the homeboy come get him from his wife. To go dance with his ex-girlfriend?
Did you see her? Bro, seeing that woman last night, I'm having a man moment. I'm married, I love my wife, but I'm having a man moment. Seeing that woman again...
Is she supposed to be at the wedding?
...on that movie took me back to my childhood. I used to love watching that scene. I would rewind that scene multiple times as a little boy. I'm like, God dang. Lord have mercy.
I got it, honey.
So... Ooh, yeah, you got it. Go ahead, girl. Pop, pop, pop.
Pull my skirt down like she did.
No, but it just, I get it from a man's standpoint.
Okay, your ex coming
to your
wedding,
distasteful.
Though?
No, it was very, very distasteful, but he was inebriated because he was drinking. He was having fun, and it was a dance, and it's a woman, very tempting woman, and you kind of lose all cognizance.
She's supposed to be at your wedding. Now, Samuel did pull up.
Exactly.
But he came
both
in.
Both members. And he was distasteful.
Lim needed that $100 Samuel putting bird dress.
What? Oh,
at least he come bringing money.
Nah, that was distasteful as well. Because you
mean,
don't
but,
rub the...
But you see Bird's reaction, though? I mean, she should have stopped him. But, you know, she walked off. She took that money, though.
But I... Because she ain't a man. I, as a man, I understand why Lim got caught up. Was it right? Absolutely not. But he was just having a man moment. And she was able to detect.
How many excuses of man moments? Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Do you get? Because you started off day one. Like, one of them said in the bathroom, the ink ain't even dry.
True.
So.
True. But he didn't trip when Big Mama came in and paid Peacemaker. Well, peacekeeper.
What he supposed to say?
Well, I mean, you got to get up off of me. So the man moment didn't have that much control over him. He just needed his focus to be shifted. And it's sometimes you just get blinded by women. Y'all, listen, I understand why God created y'all in the garden, and the temptation of Eve will never go away. It's just one thing men are always going to have to battle and deal with. I think if he wasn't drunk, I think he would have been able to handle that a little differently.
I don't think so.
Dang, you didn't get that man no slack? Jesus Christ. She was bad, though. I understand.
If he never say, step on your crack, your brick metal back, I would have had a little bit more hope in him.
Okay, so what's your opinion about Bird actually falling in love with a felon?
I think their relationship should have talked more about that, too. They didn't go into details how it started.
They tried to. And they kept hitting Kenny because he kept asking, like, you've been in jail.
Yeah,
because
it's like he just met or whatever because they had no history.
Right.
You know? And I think Kenny, I would have been Kenny at the table.
Asking questions.
I would have been asking all kind of questions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know.
Because as we saw, a man's inability to provide actually does put a mental strain on that man. So he could not find a job. Because he was a felon. And you saw how that it stressed him out so much. But he was trying, and he was trying to play it clean and do it good. So that's why I know love is love. But as anybody, one man or woman, you have to take all a person's history in consideration. Because him being a felon is no different than somebody getting into a marriage with $500,000 in debt. It's like your debt becomes my debt, and how that's going to look in 5-10 years when we want to make a move and we can't because you're holding us back because of your debt. So a person past does play and can play a part in the success of the relationship.
I agree.
It can. I don't say it has to, but it can. So
maybe Bird, and this is just me subjecting here, you know, because she dealt with someone that had money like Samuel, you know, she wanted something else. But Samuel knew her very well. I know you like to find the things in life, you know, and all that.
That's why she took that bracelet.
Yep, she sure did.
And she wore it. Like,
I would wear it.
That's crazy. So you can't be mad when Lim broke the doggone glass to the shop.
Well, he ain't buy that.
I don't care.
That's not his shop.
No.
First of all.
But you mind on paper.
I support the fact that I don't mind men that have made mistakes in their past lives. And, you know, trying to do what they can do to fix their mistakes.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. You know, because I don't mind that either.
You know, I don't mind that. But my issue is you're going to have to pick a struggle, though. You can't be so prideful and arrogant to you care how you get a job. Because the reality is you can't find your own darn job. You do need help and you do need resources. I mean.
He wasn't mad that he thought when he thought it was Kenny.
Yeah.
Keep that. He was not mad when he thought it was Kenny because that's his brother-in-law, and it was no caveats attached to it, right?
I got that.
The fact that it came.
I think he shouldn't have took the job back. When he came in and said he got the job back because he's a hard worker, I think because it was still attached to Samuel, he shouldn't have took the job back. If he's so hard up on how he got the job. Remember, at the end of the day, when you make certain mistakes in your past, you forfeit the opportunity to choose the course of certain actions in your future.
True.
So therefore, yes, it would have been jacked up, but that wasn't the way for you to handle that given an opportunity.
True.
Because at the end of the day, your wife was still trying to have your back.
True.
Because the truth is, I would have left you and going right back to Samuel. I'm like, why arguing with you for?
Yeah.
You can't take care of me. We live in my mama's house.
That life of the finer things come with its own sort of stresses,
and
too.
I understand. And the life of living with being married
to. Pick
your poison. Yeah, basically.
So you would rather him who didn't seem faithful, did what he wanted to do, was a playboy. You would rather deal with that than to deal with the struggles of an ex-con.
Yeah, because my love language is security.
That's crazy.
If they were the only two men left in the world.
But you ain't secure if he out doing what he want to do with other women.
Finances taken care of?
Dang. Yeah, you old school, boy.
That's not being old school because, you know, I don't have to stay faithful either. You know what I'm saying? But that's not me. But what I'm saying is if I had to pick a struggle between being with an ex-con that's gonna let his girlfriend rock up on him, and as soon as he get a drink, he can't make good judgments, like having a gun with him and all those other stuff. He's gonna continuously probably keep putting me in other situations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that, to me, is at a greater risk, because I can't grow with, I can't build with you. I don't know if we on sand. I don't know if something else gonna happen. You can't control your temper. You know, the fact is that you really should have been in jail after you hit Samuel. You know, it's just certain things like that showed me that you still got a lot more other development in certain areas. Yeah. Now, Samuel, he may got money. He may have been a player and all that jazz. But at the end of the day, are we secure?
Right.
Can I build on that? Can I use you to step up?
Right.
Oh, okay.
He was really trying. And here come Terry poking her nose in his business.
Well, Terry
trying to get the man beat up.
Well, okay. If you vandalized my shop, you was going to go to jail anyway.
That's true.
So I've been trying to send my cousin to scare you. I said no guns, but your dumb failing behind got a darn gun. That's your fault.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Granted, Terry could have handled it a different way, but I could empathize more with Terry than I can Lim. Even when Ahmad saw the gun in the darn gov compartment, that was your chance. That was your warning to take care of it before you got in trouble again.
Right.
Again, you can't find a job. Where you got the gun for? You know what I'm saying? If you can't have it. And now, you ain't went to jail because of the bar fight.
Because of his past and his trauma. He understands why he needs it. And he was right. You got three dudes rolling up on you in a bar. You just in there relaxing, trying to de-stress. And for no reason, out of the blue. So he understands the type of energy that comes his way, even when he ain't inviting it.
Well, he did invite that energy.
Well, he kind of did.
You can't. Okay. You can't put out, again, when you put out certain energy and you handle yourself a certain way, you can't control how that come back to you.
That's true.
You know,
and I agree with that.
So therefore, you come in, I see him picking up glass, trying to apologize to Terry because he was upset. You can't come in people places. You shove Bird. That was bad enough. Okay, yeah. Sure. You shove Bird, all that. So, I mean, at the same thing, you ain't had no clean energy out
but
there.
But you know men have fragile egos. So we can dish it out, but we can't take it.
Again.
Honestly, we can't. And that's any man. That's any man. We can dish it, but we cannot take it.
That ain't our problem.
I know, but we our reaction. His reaction, I understand his reaction. Was it right? It wasn't right. I just get it, again, from man brain. I get why he acted that way. I mean, a whole bracelet, bro, and you wearing it, and you said all you did was agree to go to dinner. You already cheating. you already have passed the threshold of innocence to cheating, baby. Everything
because
is
I tried to get you a job.
See, but babe, but my hustle nothing
just
is free.
Different.
No,
my hustle just
that's
looks
not
different.
A hustle. So you're willing to compromise yourself for the sake of you saying you doing it for me? So what you going to do? You going to go out and sell cat necks? Because where do you stop? I don't understand why you even putting yourself in position to even be used that way.
I can agree with that.
No, find another way. Or how about this? Instead of you using your hustle or your qualms about yourself, your sexuality, why not you have your brother-in-law had that conversation with Samuel? Ask Kenny. Kenny, you come in and mitigate.
I think it'll that's a good option, too.
It's because you already know you playing with fire.
Yeah.
And you playing with it so much to the point to where you ready to throw gasoline on it by not only accepting a gift, but agreeing to go on a date. So what happens after the date?
Well,
if you've already taken a gift that's mm-hmm. that expensive, you love it and you're wearing it.
What if it was
what's
fake?
To say that it was going to stop at
just
dinner?
I don't know
if
it was going
to
stop.
It wasn't.
It probably wasn't going
to
stop.
That's why Lim was that mad.
And that's why I would have chose Samuel over Lim, because of the fact that she probably was holding on because she know Lim can't provide for that like that for her.
She what Lim was able to give her, she needed, obviously. And if she wanted to be with Samuel, she would. That's why
when was he able to give her again?
Whatever she needed. Whatever she needed, that's what Lim was able to give. That's why she chose him. Now mind you, if she wanted to be back with Samuel, she would have.
Yep.
She didn't. Why? Because she was past dealing with that level of stress and struggle. So whatever struggle that Lim introduced in her life, she was willing to deal with. So if that's the case, the past got to be the past. You don't go and put more gasoline on the past.
So
what are you
obviously,
doing?
Obviously, in my humble
bad
opinion,
judgment.
That's not so humble right now. I have a hard time actually thinking that it was Samuel cheating on her, because I would have think on your wedding day, your husband being danced on like that by his ex would have been a big trigger if it was a cheating issue between her and Samuel.
It was a trigger. She came in and who was that fat ass? Who
that, well, that ain't my kind of trigger, because I would have went beeline straight towards them.
Well, she went back to her sister's, which was her safe space, and the older sister said, you know what will make us feel better? We go out and beat that hoe down. So first of all, Bird didn't seem like the fighter. She didn't. That's why she went to her sister's. Because if she was like that,
which one of them gonna fight? Maxine pregnant, can't do nothing.
But she bowed it though. She introduced it, and now her little sister's on board. Mm-mm. So that told Terry me that fighting. The little sister wasn't. She was about to. She was about
Terry
to go out there too.
Is a lawyer. She was about to go out there to get facts, so and we can sue.
No,
her.
She was about to go out there and throw bowls too, bro.
Did you see Terry's face?
I saw her.
Terry was not about, to fight. Babe, I'm Terry. We girl, ain't you fighting. Ain't Terry.
But you just said if that was you, the beeline.
If
so Terry
I'm the
could
sister, now I'm fighting your battle. But let somebody dance up on you.
You would have fight. You would have fight. You would have fight. Burr was out of pocket. Lynn was out of pocket for letting that girl dance on him. Yes, but the dance was the dance. The dance stopped. He ain't agree to go to dinner. He ain't
we
crossing
don't
all the man. We know she was out of pocket. Honestly,
I agree. She was out of pocket.
But at she shouldn't have did that for the sake of protecting or setting her man up. You come to me and we sit at the table and we find out how we are going to make this work. You don't go back to your fling that still wants you, that buy you stuff to get me a job. Bro, I'm whooping you with a belt and I'm beating his butt with my
That's
fist.
Why going back to Samuel.
JK, I ain't moving no bell. But yeah. I think
I'm going back to Samuel.
I think we go with them. All right. Now where we disagree, Terry and Miles.
I don't understand why we disagree on this.
Okay. The disagreement came in that I feel like Miles was justified in the way that he felt for Terry not supporting him. And you
that's
feel
disagree.
That's the disagree. And you feel Terry was justified because she is a lawyer who's trying to make partners, so she can't be really readily available.
No, that's not my.
That is what you said.
No, that is a part of what I said, but that's not it.
Okay, what is it then?
I think I'm about to pronounce this word wrong, but I think reciprocation. Am I saying that right?
Reciprocity?
Reciprocity.
Okay.
I think that should be at play. I don't see where Miles support Terry, and therefore, because of Terry and how she is, I don't think that she owed Miles anything.
Pause right there. Hold up, because I watched the movie last night. Mm-hmm. That scene when Ahmaud and Miles was in the kitchen cooking, and she walked in after a long day. Mm-hmm. His first thing said, "I made your favorite. Yep. I was slaving all day." That's support. That is absolute support. He did not have to do that.
He only did that because he wanted her to go to his show that night.
No, we talk about reciprocity, so why not just go?
Okay.
Why not just go? We understand that you got stuff going on, but you ain't married to yourself. You're in a partnership. That means I am here, and I'm waving my hand saying I need some support, some attention.
This lady was going all day. Her mom was in the hospital, and that's where she came from.
Hold on. No, not true. Also, you were wrong with saying that he was only there one day. I saw it because after they had that argument over Big Mama, when Maxine said, "You get on my effing nerves," she went outside. She was holding a cup of coffee. Here comes Miles, and they embrace outside the hospital.
He was there multiple nights with her. It was only two times
But he was there. So anytime the camera showed Kenny, it showed Miles. He was showing mad support for his wife. And all he is asking,
bro. The issue is that Miles made a career decision without consulting Terry. I get it. Terry could have showed up to see Miles play that night. She could have took an hour out of her time. I agree.
That's all you
with
had to do. And then once you watch your husband and in his passion, in his pocket, and you create a safe environment, now he feels comfortable coming and talking to his wife and not his business partner.
I understand that. But his
Terry
wife
didn't
is
know how to
his...
be Terry did not know how to be a wife.
Okay,
honey.
I understand. I get it. But at the same time, I understand Terry. The fact is that you're changing the dynamics of our household without even asking me if I want to be a part of this dynamic change, I think is rude on Miles' part. And I can see why Terry wasn't excited for his change.
Do you think, being that you understand how men, and you've said this and we've had this conversation on one of our other conversations, I think it was like episode 20, somewhere in 30s, mm-hmm. where we say that, I think it's do women have more to offer than sex? I think it was that podcast conversation where we said that men don't have a safe space. And their wives don't create that safe space, so they have to make moves by themselves if it's going to be for them.
Okay, but Miles couldn't afford his move by himself.
Yes, he could.
Okay.
Now, mind
Terry said only $31,000 was yours.
Why even bring that up? If I'm taking five, so that means that the 31's covering the five.
Okay, but
why bring that up?
Because
you don't support me.
No, because he just quit his job. We don't know what they find.
He didn't.
He did, honey. When him and Faith was talking on the floor.
He said, I just put my 2 weeks in. That scene at the dinner table was before he had that conversation with Faith.
Babe, I do understand that.
He was still a partner.
At the end of the day, he was leaving his job because at the dinner, he says he's thinking about pursuing his music full time.
Yes.
That's what he told Terry.
Yes.
So therefore, if you only had $31,000, you took five. Right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much their bills are, mm-hmm. but I can just imagine $30,000 probably only taking care of about 2 or 3 months of bills.
This is a very selfish perspective, and a lot of women are guilty with having this one-sided perspective. How we see support and how y'all see support are totally opposite. That woman worked a long day, and instead of ordering out, he cooked a meal for his wife, being considerate that she came in.
That's
that, right? That mm-hmm. right? Now, there's no time outside of us seeing him do something for her
that we saw
that
Terry.
We see her do anything for him.
I get that.
I agree. And that is where the divide comes when we're talking about support from men and women, especially in a marriage.
I can agree with that.
You cannot have these drawn out conversations with these statistics outside of considering the fact that I am a person, I am your partner, I am your lover, I'm supposed to be your friend, and by definition of all of those, I'm supposed to have your support. Now, all the other stuff will work out, but when you take you being a partner away, when you take me being a partner away, when you take the house away, you take all the tangible things away, you're left with just me and you.
Mm-hmm. I agree, honey.
That support's supposed to be there 100% through and through. And if she really valued him, you continue. I'm not telling you to stop working long hours to be partner. I'll still cook so you can have a meal. I'm just asking you to come watch me play.
No,
I ain't telling you to quit. I ain't telling you to fund nothing. Because if he was a partner in a law firm, and I gave you the scenario, he's already spent all of his savings. Mm-hmm. It's time to go back to work.
No, I'm with you.
He can do that.
I'm with you.
She didn't even give him the option.
Babe, we don't disagree with that part. I agree. I even acknowledge the fact is that when the movie first started and Miles was trying to dance with Terry on the dance floor, Terry didn't look like she felt like dancing.
Nope. She was disinterested.
She was disinterested. When that same night he made her dinner, was that the same night he asked her to dance in the kitchen? She didn't want to dance.
Yeah, I'm just trying to take you. She said, with my mom and everything. No, it was a different scene.
Different scene?
Yeah, she said, with my mom and everything. He said, yeah, honey, but I'm trying to
take it off your mind.
Something
like they were
saying.
She didn't want to.
She did not know how to be a wife.
No, that's the part I disagree with. I don't agree that she didn't want to be a wife. I didn't say she didn't want to. I just think we caught Terry at a very depressed time in her life. And I think we just saw those small scenes of Terry. Because I think Terry is caring. I think Terry has always given far and beyond. We only got that one glimpse of her, but just seeing her for who she is or whatever, and you know, thinking about her personality, I just think Terry was just at her wit's end with everything.
I'm gonna be honest with you. We saw three stages of Terry.
Can I see one more thing?
Sorry, Paula, go ahead.
Right. And no, I done lost my thought.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
We saw her at her wit's end. That's where you ended.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I do think Terry was supportive at one period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Terry was trying to protect herself from just being let down again from Miles. And I get it. I do think, I agree with you, Terry. I just don't like the fact that now she doesn't know how to be a wife because of that one moment. I mean, because of, you know, her in her
life. Not just that one moment. I think overall she didn't know how to. And we saw three stages. Oh, we saw her in three stages of how she operated. We saw her when the family was together. Mm-hmm. Nobody was sick yet. Everybody was still good. The scene, her dancing on the floor with Miles, she did not want to be there. She did not even want to dance with her husband. That's one stage.
I did see that.
The second stage we saw was while Big Mama was sick, mm-hmm. and how she acted. She still did not seem like she was interested. She seemed like she did not care about her husband's dreams like he did at all. Mm-hmm. And she did not show support. Mm-hmm. And the third, we saw her after Big Mama died. Mm-hmm. Same Terry from the first two stages.
I get it.
She's the same regardless of what's going on. So you introducing a depressed woman, you don't
Terry,
see.
I think Terry is, she's functional. I agree that she is functional. I could be very functional. And I think it's because I see so much of me in Terry. And I know I have moments where, not as much as I used to.
And I'm not
being a good wife. But
sorry.
But as far as being driven, being work focused, mm-hmm. still giving to family this, in spite of, and all of that, I see in myself. But that doesn't make me a bad wife.
So let me make this clear. I'm not arguing for Miles because I see myself in Miles at all. I'm arguing.
No, you Miles.
Shut up. I'm not Miles at all. No, I'm not, babe. I don't make decisions like that. My decisions are not for me. It's for the family.
No, I understand.
So I'm just arguing from a husband standpoint in general that if he wanted to pursue whatever he wanted to and he earned that space because he worked hard to get that savings, it's your job to stop analyzing and support. That's really it.
I can understand that.
That's it.
But the fact that, but I just don't think that made her a bad wife.
I think that she just didn't know how to be one.
She probably didn't, because that lady been just, she probably didn't even want Miles. Miles was probably somebody that was available because she's so heartbroken that over Kenny. I mean, there's a lot of nuances that allows me to create a bunch of space for Terry.
And at one point when they came back to for the final dinner, they had talked about working it out. Do you remember that? Because I think I fell asleep.
Miles had wanted to work it out. But at the end when Amal was narrating, he said Uncle Miles still come around from time to time.
Because Terry didn't want to.
Yeah, because Terry on her self-care journey.
Yeah, she chose herself.
Which I don't blame her. But I wouldn't have been picking no darn no peas. I wasn't going to be at that house at all. And Uncle Pete was just as fine. I know if something wrong with my Uncle Pete, he even holding my newborn baby, my little child. Uncle Pete was painted to be this person with, I don't know. But he had much sense. I just have a grace for Terry. Not that I'm all the way like her, because I'm not. I just know how it is to be focused. Okay. And I didn't go through the family drama like Terry went through. Right. It's just that I can empathize with her a little
Let's pivot.
Oh, we almost done. It's almost an hour. Dang.
Yeah, let's pivot a little bit.
What?
Miles cheating.
What about it?
Okay, so
I give no excuse.
You don't give it. You give no excuse?
No excuse. None. Zip.
Okay. Do you feel like...
Nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess never mind then. We're still in the background. Forget all that. So should I even bring up anything?
If you want to.
Okay. He had a weak moment.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to touch it.
I think that makes him. So, okay.
I'm not
okay.
Touch
this
it.
Is the this
I'm
is
not
the fact.
Touch it.
No, it's okay. I'm going to touch it.
I'm not going to touch
Terry
it.
Terry not being supportive. I get it. You was using the terms that Terry is a bad wife. Bad wife.
I bad won't. No, 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 no. I won't say bad. And you say bad. I said she didn't know how to be a wife.
She didn't know how to be a wife.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say bad.
So cheating Miles, he knew how to be a husband. Is that your statement?
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, because you ain't never what say Miles I, wasn't a good husband. I mean, wasn't a husband.
I did say when we were talking about it, I said that he was wrong.
But you ain't say he wasn't a husband.
Well, I'm not saying that because everything else outside of the infidelity, he was a husband. Outside of the infidelity, he was a husband.
So Terry wasn't a wife at all.
She didn't know how to be one.
So what is, because she didn't know how to provide the support.
Not only the support, she didn't notice him. She didn't seem like she paid attention. She was not interested in him at all, this seemed like. And you had different scenes where you see that dynamic playing out. So why be married? She didn't seem like she wanted to be married to him, honestly.
Okay, and that's fine.
I think she just did that to say that she was married to somebody when Kenny was with who she really wanted.
Instead of being
the single person that was there, then, you know.
Just the fact is that I just, you know.
It is what it is.
Let's hear your point.
My point?
Yeah.
So I would say that Miles didn't put himself in positions or in predicaments where that could have happened.
I failed to believe that.
He was in the studio.
No.
He was home.
It started before the studio.
No.
First of all, y'all in a dim room. Faith is laid on the ground. I saw her panties twice. When he was sitting on the couch, she was laying.
Who put him in that situation?
On the ground.
Who invited her?
No,
in the house?
She could have been in the house. He didn't have to sit there.
I will
and
say
watch
this.
Her body.
A womp,
lay
a womp,
on that floor.
A promiscuous woman like that ain't mm-hmm. coming in here.
Maxine
at all.
Put her in that house.
No, Terry allowed it because I would have told her I'd stay out on the street. See the.
But so now we so
you
so,
know
so
you
Miles
already,
had to sit there and lay there and I mean sit on the couch and watch her.
No, he didn't watch her. They were having a conversation about her getting the
yeah, but
the,
she was laying
music.
On the floor. Her dress was really high.
Yeah,
and
she
I
had to pull it
and
she had
twice.
To pull it down. You're absolutely
so
right.
So why are you gonna
sit
there and take?
That.
Why are you gonna sit
they
there
were
and take
all those
images?
They were having a conversation.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Bob.
Period.
Bro, come sit on this couch.
No, I would have said she can't come in this house because I have a husband.
Well,
and
if he was a good
knew,
husband, he would have said that.
No, what?
He would have said that.
You want me to tell you why?
Babe,
because
who
was,
I gonna have
you
coming?
Want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because he was supporting his wife.
That's a
that's
lie.
That's her cousin.
Oh, okay.
That's her cousin.
That's what we doing for support?
Yes, that's her cousin.
Deal.
No, that's her cousin.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be the
I'm
a-hole.
About to get support.
So hold on. I'm not going to be, stop being facetious.
I'm not
going to be the a-hole and say she can't come up in here. Hey, I understand your family going through a time. She's here. If that's what you want to do, by all means.
Jonathan, you would never say that.
No. I'm saying what he said. I ain't Miles. I'm saying what he said. I'm just pointing out why she was even in there because Terry, they, go back.
Miles,
all of them knew because when she, Faith walked in that house, all of them knew what type of time Faith was on. Period.
And
right?
if Miles so, was so a good husband, he would have said no.
No, you can't say
he
that.
He has to protect
babe,
the house.
You're being facetious
I'm
and trying
not,
to prove
no,
a point.
No, I actually not being facetious.
You are.
Babe,
you are.
I am not
you're being
facetious.
To, you're being because it's
Johnson,
not. No.
I'm not being
facetious. No.
I'm going to let you
he
finish.
He supported mm-hmm. his wife's decision.
It's not
right?
support.
No, that is. Because who am I to tell you your people can't come over here? I'm speaking as like I'm Miles. Who am I? I would look like the a-hole by saying your people can't come here. Period. And we're supposed to be family. I'm ingrained and engulfed in how your family move and operate. And we choose each other. We love each other. So and we show grace to one another. So I'm going to let her stay. Now, mind you, if Terry had her behind home, you think they would have had that conversation? Where was she at? Work. Why she ain't been home?
She was at the hospital.
No, she was not. Not at that one. Not at that point.
Yeah, because that's how she had a mod.
No, babe, they weren't at the hospital.
I don't know, but
no.
I totally disagree.
Why
at
wasn't
this
she?
Point.
Why wasn't she home?
Okay,
she's never home.
Okay, I disagree at this point because I believe as a husband, you a good husband. Regardless,
you're caught up on good and bad. I never
okay.
said that she was a bad.
Okay,
I just said that
fine.
She didn't know
not,
how to be
I'm
a
not,
wife.
I'm not caught up on good and bad. I'm just saying a husband. Protects himself and his household. And I think if Miles
that's
was doing
crazy
what
how
he,
you deflect.
Babe, bro. I'm not deflecting.
That's crazy how
okay.
you deflect.
Okay.
So put your foot down and tell your wife's family that don't go got nowhere to go, that she cannot come to your house. As a man, that's what you do. You step, you put your foot down. No, he was showing support. Again, like I'm saying, baby, you got to stop looking at how I would handle it. We're talking about a husband and wife dynamic. The wife's family dynamic is very strong. They show grace. They show love. They choose each other
but
in spite
that,
of, right?
It, but that don't make it right.
So he just should say your family can't come here? Remember, he is showing support on all fronts.
If he's willing to protect himself,
baby,
because if you
would,
go show support, then don't
all,
stop the support.
He did not.
Don't show support to my
baby,
family to the point to where as you
he
gonna cheat on
did
me.
Not plan and he did not set the scene for that to happen. He didn't say, oh yeah, I'm going to let her come in because I know my wife
just
ain't going to be here. Because she ain't going
to
be here, I'm going to have sex with her cousin.
He didn't set that stage. Was a participant. Just because she was there doesn't mean they had to spend time together. Don't mean they had to
Miles
have
was
drinks.
Guilty by association.
No, he was
Miles
not.
Was absolutely
Miles
guilty
is in charge
by association.
Of his own decisions.
He's guilty by association, bro. And this is also showing the nuanced conversation of double standards between men and women.
What's the double standard here?
Well, because he can't get a pass whatsoever. Regardless of all the details that I can bring up, he don't get a pass whatsoever. But regardless of him trying to just focus on himself, he moved out of Faith Face and went to the studio to separate himself.
Yeah, you should have said this was a closed session.
He ain't said, come with me. He ain't said, hey, I play Watch You Dance. He was guilty by association.
Babe, really?
That man had a weak moment, and I understand it. I get it. As a man, I get it. His wife is not his wife isn't present.
So everybody, hold on, his wife.
I didn't say he was right in actually going through with it. I said he was dead wrong. But leading up to it, this is where I'm at. I'm trying to paint the scene leading up to it. Okay. He tried to separate himself. He was begging for his wife's support and attention. He wasn't getting it. He was constantly left alone. He wanted to focus on his work and his music and be left alone. You invited this girl into my house. You knew how she was built. I don't know too much about her. I don't know what type of time she's on. You know, you invited. You're not here. You didn't protect me. I'm not getting no type of time and attention or sex from you like I wanted. Because you're trying to be partner. And you bring a body in this house that my nature's going to attach itself to. And I'm longing for this attention. And you're not here. You ever been on a diet and seen something you want and talked to yourself not to do it and failed and put that in your stomach? It's very possible. Why? You were human. So we're talking about that man's nature. Is he wrong for doing what he did? Yes. But the lead up to get him to where he's at, I understand why he let himself be that vulnerable at that time. And it's not right. We're supposed to protect each other. If she understood how her cousin was and what type of time she was on, pay for her behind to be in a hotel. Y'all got bread. You know you not home. You know your husband's there. Why you just don't take all that into consideration like you do the bills, the finances, and the decision making, and put her butt in a hotel? That's what I kept saying. That's why I kept saying Miles didn't put himself in positions for that to happen. Mind you, he had a bunch of free time. He could have been bar hopping. He could have had a side piece. Remember, he's a partner at a law firm, so he got bread.
He quit.
But he had bread. He could have positioned himself to cheat on Terry as much as he wanted to, but he didn't. He was focused on his music and his music only. And wanting his wife's attention and support. And she couldn't do either of that. Okay. And brought a temptress, whatever you say, a hoe in the house. Wow. Okay. Got it.
My turn now?
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I understand. I take into consideration that you have said.
That is insane.
But, again, as a husband, I understand being supportive.
You gonna dangle ass in my face?
Okay. I understand.
I wanted to be your ass in my face, but it ain't. So you gonna dangle somebody else?
Terry's not responsible for that.
Jesus Christ. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. We gonna agree to disagree on this one.
Miles was responsible for his own actions.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? And Miles.
But for every action, there is a reaction. And the lack of action also garners that same reaction. She ain't been giving that man no action. You see throughout the movie, he's begging for his wife. I understand. I don't excuse what he did, but I understand how he got there.
I understand how he got there, too.
Yeah, I understand how he
got
there.
But when you backtrack, he had room and space to put buffers between him and Faith. He chose not to.
Jesus Christ.
He wanted to build a friendship with Faith.
I would tell you what. If I if I'm Miles in this situation.
Oh, and, can I tell you? Can I dialogue cousin, this if you was Miles? Can no, I please
no,
dialogue?
No, that? No. You got because I'm painting the scene, the scenario now that now it's flipped. I'm Miles. Mm-hmm. I have an abusive and misogynistic cousin that's coming into town. Mm-hmm. He's chauvinist through and through. Mm-hmm. He asked, yo. Because I can borrow a bed, you know, I come, you know, he don't respect women. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting him in my house.
Oh, I know.
Because I'm protecting my wife.
Okay, what's your point?
Why didn't she do that with Faith? You knew what type of time she was on. Why because did you she let her?
Miles.
Why did you she let that Miles. Woman in your home that's your family?
She trusts Miles.
You put her in a hotel. Why did she do that? Because she did not see her husband. She did not consider her husband. She did not protect her husband because she did not know how to be a wife. That's what I'm saying. If you're supposed to be my blind side, which you are, and we teach this when we talk to couples, and this is a part of just the thread of our marriage ministry,
then
if you want to call
Miles
it.
Miles shouldn't let her came.
Why is it my, that's Terry's family, baby.
I don't care.
You protect your husband.
I get that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Let that heifer go to a hotel,
but, and I think she should have went to a hotel.
Well, that was Terry
Cole. I
think
she should have stayed at Big Mama house.
She was going to, but Big Mama got sick. You remember?
Yeah, but Bird and Lim still there. Uncle Pete's still there.
She could have stayed there. You're absolutely
right.
Oh,
but I'm pretty sure they didn't trust Lim around her.
Say what now?
They didn't trust Lim. How you say his
name? Terry should have put her in a
Terry
hotel.
Terry shouldn't let her come. I agree with that. Terry should not have let her came.
Yeah.
Come. I agree 100%.
Miles is wrong for his action.
He is.
But I give him grace for the lead up.
But
I understand.
But and the reason why I'm probably like this is because I know a real husband, which I would consider a real husband, wasn't letting her come even if the wife wanted her to be there.
No. Say it the right way.
Okay.
You know, I was a co-leader.
Yeah.
You can't say a real husband. He was a real husband. But I ain't been letting her come.
I could invite the whole world and you wouldn't.
Yeah, you ain't about to be coming up in my house.
But so that's why for me, it's like, I understand the dynamic of the family, but at what point does Miles protect himself?
Well, he's protecting himself by not putting himself in a position. But to actually.
But he didn't protect himself.
He did.
He did not.
He did. He did. He tried to remove himself from the situation. She came in.
Yeah, he locked the door.
Babe, I get it. Mm. I get it. As a man, I get it.
At the end of the day, soul food was not for the soul. And the food was not so great because that would kill Big Mama.
Dang, I stopped laughing. Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing. That was.
I mean, the family dynamics was crazy. It was very entertaining. It was good watching it as an adult. Terry is not the villain. She had areas to work on, but that lady been hurt. And I think that's that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. If y'all don't do that, we would encourage you to do that. All the old classic movies.
But we gotta watch the series and get caught up on what really happened.
We can, but go back and watch movies through your adult lens. It is mind-boggling. I did that with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I got new perspective on that. Like, you just watching it through an adult lens, man. You see life differently and what they're trying to convey. So. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, Team Terry.
Team Terry.
Mm-hmm. She did. She should have been a better wife. I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
But Miles responsible for his own actions.
Of course. I say he was
including
wrong for that.
Including allowing Terry.
Allowing what?
But Kenny and Miles were very weak men.
Yeah.
That's something that we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
I can't be with a man that's weak like that.
And Lim and how unhinged he was. Was the stronger out of them, out of the other two, out of the three, and they were established and he wasn't. So you need somebody to be able to stand on a square and like do what's necessary and needed, and they just couldn't. So yeah, but I think this was a good conversation, man.
How do you think Ahmad turned out as an adult after taking it all in? If he was looking at this 27 or whatever years later, however he could be right now, how you think Ahmad would be?
I think he would have ended up like his dad. because he had a very good insight to be as young as he was. And I think honestly, because how he loved and valued family so much, he would have created his own and they would have became a part of the overall family. He loved family.
He did, but I don't think he would have been like Kenny.
As far as what?
Like passive.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Hi, Mr. Family, y'all, Mr. Family. And we appreciate y'all being on with us. And again, welcome to season 3.
Season 3,
baby. Of the Love Life Legacy podcast. Mm-hmm. And just be looking out for new episodes. Mm-hmm. When they come.
When they come coming to a podcast near you. Appreciate the support.
Yeah, and like always, we love y'all. And peace.